Now sound, Averia 54.
Here we are now, at the middle of the fourth large part of this talk.
Thank you. 54 Elevator Music on Whole Network. Your listenership is very important to us, and Area 54 representative will be with you shortly. You are number 54. While you hold, enjoy the Area 54 Elevator Music program.
Mike with the Area 54 Cicada, Can't Be Doing With Love, off of their Cicada release. And they got, they've got some corny titles in their songs, don't they? Good music, but
good music, corny titles.
Corny titles. Gorillaz, Don't Get Lost in Heaven, off of Demon Days. Garbage, track called Stupid Girl, that was the Dread Zone mix. That's and Fisher Spooner was in there as well with All We Are, off of Odyssey. And started things off with Pepe Deluxe. My favoriteest Finnish band. They're from Finland.
They are from Finland. That's true.
Yeah. We played the Beat Experience.
Nice vocal samples on that.
And
huh?
It's actually an awesome release called Supersound. Right, it's probably one of their stronger releases. Even though I like their latest, which we just talked about, called Spare Time Machine. Actually, this thing is only Spare Time Machine is only available as an import.
No, it's only an import right now. It will
You know what? It's interesting. I was looking. You can get this on. It's the physical CD is only available as an import, but you can download it from iTunes.
Of course, iTunes
doesn't care if it's an import or not. Who cares where their servers are?
The internet doesn't care where things come from. No way.
Most of those servers are in Russia anyway.
That's right. They are. Hey, how else are you going to get your songs cheap, right?
Yeah.
So that garbage song, Stupid Girl, it's kind of interesting version of that Dreadzo did. Of course, they put their dub reggae sounds into it, but you know, I found out something about Dread Zone that really was intriguing for me personally, and I was probably
going to be disappointed when you tell me this.
No, it's actually going to put a piece of the puzzle together. Two of the members were original members from BAD.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And well, there's a brother
BAD, big audio dynamite.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
So I mean, and this, of course, they were the offshoot of the Clash. Then it became Big Audio Dynamite, and now of course Dread Zone. You know, they've kind of morphed, and you know, it's not the Clash and Dread Zone really. It's more six degrees separation with those guys, but you can definitely have that dub kind of sound stayed with them. It's pretty cool stuff.
The only thing I can think about now is that those guys in Dread Zone are old.
They are old. They are. Now, there's two brothers. There are two brothers that started the band. They are old. One of the brothers died in the last, I think, 3 or 4 years. The guitar player died.
Old age?
Car crash, actually. And kind of sad, you know, because... But they're still
continuing to make music then?
Oh, yeah. They're making music today, and they're really talented guys. But it's kind of cool to hear that they were from Big Audio Dynamite, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought you'd like that.
I'm totally stoked on those guys now.
Yeah, sure you are.
Were you a big Audio Dynamite fan?
Actually, I was. Yeah,
I wasn't that big a fan.
No, I always liked them. Of course, I was a Clash fan, so if you're a Clash fan...
I returned one of their albums to Tower Records.
If you're a Clash fan, you know, either you hated, you had nothing else. I was a Clash fan.
Who was it? Was it Mick Jones or Joe Strummer? Who was it?
Nah, I can't remember now. It's been too long.
It was Joe Strummer, wasn't it?
I can't remember now. It's been a while. So anyway, it wasn't.
Mick Jones is down in L.A. right now. He's the DJ down there.
Yeah, he's on 103, right?
Indie 103.
Indie 103. Well, listen, you've heard enough back in the day from us. Appreciate you guys tuning. This is Area 54, Chill Show here on 94.7. And we've got some more music coming up, don't we, Mike?
Yeah, we do. We got some Big Audio Dynamite queued up for you. I don't think we'd even be able to find the record lying around here. Well, it's probably here somewhere at the station.
It's here.
Well, what are we going into? We got some more Caruan off of the latest Pop Arifa. We're going to play a song called Reflections of a Poem. Probably my favorite track off that release. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.